shows lean left, some lean right, but we lean local and business. This is North Georgia Business Radio X with Phil Bonelli. For the next hour, we will celebrate the businesses in our area and the people that run them. Find us on Facebook at North Georgia Business Radio X and online at NorthGeorgiaBusinessRadioX.com. Now, here's Phil Bonelli.
Well, away down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. I'm sorry, I just had to sing one of my favorite songs about the Chattahoochee River to start off our show, because I am here with Mallory Pendleton and Becca Risser of the Chattahoochee River Keepers. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank
We're excited.
You for being here. Living in northeast Georgia, as I do, I'm a major fan of our lovely Chattahoochee River. As we look at the business economic history of the area, it has always been a crucial part of that. Going back to when the Cherokee and probably the pre-Cherokee civilization villages were right there on the river, using it to catch fish, maybe get clay for baskets, all sorts of good things. And like all wonderful assets, they have to be upkept and maintained to keep their value. We have not always done the best job of keeping up with our rivers. Certain rivers in industrial areas in other parts of the country have run different colors at different times and been completely toxic. We've done a lot to clean those up. But anyway, all that to say, thank you for what you all do to keep our river clean. So, if you could, and let me, as I introduce them before I go off a little more and start singing some more Alan Jackson, Mallory is the Headwaters Outreach Manager. And Becca is the Headwaters Watershed Specialist. Mm-hmm. Before we talk about what the organization does, tell us, what do those titles mean? So you're the Headwaters Watershed Specialist.
Yeah, that means that I am the representative for the Chattahoochee River Keeper up here in the Headwaters. So okay. That from the entire area, from Buford Dam north within our watershed, I handle all of our water quality monitoring programs.
Wow.
And all the calls about problems within the watershed that our members and others see.
Okay. That's quite a big job.
It's a big area, but there's lots of help.
How big is the watershed?
Oh, that's a great question. So, Mallory, can you help me with how long the watershed is? I think it's about 400 and...
Yes. Yeah, so the river system, it's 440 miles Ooh. Of river, but the watershed also includes all the land that right. drains to the Chattahoochee River, and that is a number that I do not know.
A big
it's
number.
A big one.
It's a big number.
A big number. Mm-hmm. Well, and that's a harder one. Before I was telling them I wouldn't ask them any tough questions, and they were like, don't ask us our favorite restaurant, our favorite song. We'd have to think too much. And then I ask them like the square miles of this watershed.
Yeah.
All right. It's a question that maybe we can find the answer.
Though. We'll figure yeah. it out. We'll figure it out. We're not like one of those cool hip podcasts where we have somebody Googling stuff for us while we're doing the show. But if we were, we'd get that done. All right. So you are the outreach manager.
Yes. Outreach. I'm more on the development side of things. Okay. The representative in the north of the Buford Dam area. But with development, I do a little bit of everything to engage the community around us. So I lead trash cleanups. Mm. I do a lot of presentations. And all of that is to hopefully fundraise for our efforts in our office.
Awesome. And if I think of Chattahoochee River Keepers, the name kind of says it all. You're protecting the river, keeping it safe. What are all the things that fall within that scope? Within you two's individual roles, mm-hmm. we talked about monitoring, mm-hmm. right? If there's spills, people are going to mm-hmm. call. You got to give it the appropriate bodies to get things cleaned up. Doing trash pickups, educating people. Mm-hmm. What are some other things I missed?
Yeah, multiple water quality programs. The hotline calls are a huge part. There's also a lot of permits. So as new businesses come in, as new developments get started, it's looking over those permits and making sure that they are doing everything possible and everything necessary to protect our rivers, not just in the planning phase, but in the execution phase.
Okay. And why is that important? Why do we need the river to be protected?
we need the river because we need the river. It's where we get our drinking water from. Mm. There's a huge number of straws going into a really small watershed up here, relatively speaking. So it's our resource for drinking. It's the place we go for recreation. It's a huge economic driver. And it's just important to me and to so many other people personally as a place that we go to
'cause it's nature.
Feel good.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And we, all those things you were talking about, which are so important, those factor in to the area within the watershed, right? So just right here where the Chattahoochee is, which really, I mean, Lake Lanier is just a dammed part of the Chattahoochee River with another river flowing in that'll then become the Chattahoochee. So we get our drinking water from it. We get the recreation from it. We get beauty from it. So many things, but that's just right here. But the Chattahoochee flows on down to the Gulf of Mexico, where there are estuaries and things like that with their own ecosystem. So everything touches so much. And we, as those who live here at the headwaters, are its stewards, and we have a responsibility. And I'm thankful that we get to have it because we get to enjoy the natural beauty. Where or when was the River Keepers formed, and who took, did anybody take care of the river like this prior to?
We were established back in 1994, so we are celebrating our 30th anniversary this year, which is pretty special. I believe March, I can't remember the exact date, but March is our 30th year. There really wasn't, there was not a River Keeper on the Chattahoochee. What's really special about River Keeper is we're all under this big umbrella called the Water Keeper Alliance. Okay. And there is more than 300 organizations that are all under this big umbrella. We are all separate organizations, but we are all river keepers, water keepers, bay keepers. I feel like there's another one that I'm missing, another term.
Swamp keepers.
Swamp keepers. I love it. But we had Sally Bethay, who was our founding mother, and she noticed that the Chattahoochee River is, you know, goes through a really big industrial city. Mm-hmm. There was raw sewage that was being dumped by the city of Atlanta.
Delightful.
Delightful, which obviously is not okay, but there was a group of individuals who saw that there was a need and decided to take the jump and to establish, like, an actual riverkeeper organization. We were the third the 11th licensed water keeper in that Water Keeper Alliance family. Since we do go through Atlanta, we are probably one of the larger river keeper organizations.
Mm-hmm. And there's now more than 300 worldwide.
Yeah.
So river keeper is unique. We were sort of the first ones to take on this particular mission, but we were absolutely building off the shoulders of great statewide organizations. Mm-hmm. And the work of a tremendous number of individuals throughout the watershed who've been advocating for better environmental policies in their own backyards for decades.
I love that. That word watershed, when we think of the river and keeping the river clean, it's easy just to think of what we see in the river or the lake and maybe, pull some trash out or whatnot. But explain how the watershed works, because that's the key to everything, right?
Yeah. I mean, everything that ends up in the water around here is pretty much coming off of the land. The water in the Chattahoochee is, weeks ago, it was rainwater on the land. So wherever it falls, whatever it interacts with, it carries over the surface or through the soil down to the river. So whether that's clean, pristine mountains, someone's farm, a parking lot, whatever it comes into contact with ends up in the river, not just here for us around Lake Lanier, but it keeps going all the way down to the Gulf.
Well, it doesn't all keep going, because some of it gets picked out by volunteers at the Chattahoochee River Keepers.
Yes, and trash is one of the things that you can visibly see, but right. We are also monitoring for algae and bacteria. We're looking at sediment, and sometimes those things go a little bit unnoticed.
And after, I want to dive more into those after we come back from this break on North Georgia Business Radio X, but I'm also going to Google the size of the watershed because it's humongous, and we want to talk about the Continental Divide, which is really cool. But before we do, I do want to thank you again for being on the show and for what you all do. And we're going to dive back into the river, as we will right after this break, on North Georgia Business Radio X.
rolling on a river. Ooh, 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 ooh.
I'm sorry, folks. You may have to hear the start of a song every time. And this segment of North Georgia Business Radio X. Welcome back. I am your host, Phil Benelli, here with the lovely Mallory Pendleton, my pal. Sometimes I call her Mal Gal. Hope that's okay.
I love it.
Good friend, Headwaters Outreach Manager, and Becca Risser, Headwaters Watershed Specialist of the Chattahoochee Riverkeepers. Ladies, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
So if you're just joining us, we're kind of giving you a little intro of the Chattahoochee Riverkeepers. And this is a business leadership show. This is not a business. This is a nonprofit. But I'm so excited to have them on the show because they do amazing work. And I've talked before on the show about how if you're a business, your management, your leadership of your business is key to your success or failure. But also your environment is. We have an amazing environment in Northeast Georgia. We are growing. More people want to be here. There's more business, more opportunity. So your management is applied in a better environment than, let's say, it might be in South Georgia, where things are more shrinking. And a huge part about what makes this a great environment is the Chattahoochee River and, of course, Lake Lanier, which it feeds. And this organization, the Chattahoochee Riverkeepers, they are the ones out there keeping this resource what it needs to be, and also helping when, as business expands, as they expand into places that impact the watershed, they're making sure that's done in a way that's so helpful for all of the people currently impacted and the future generations to come. So, right before the break, we were talking about the watershed and how big it is. And it is a little under 8,000 square miles, I believe is what we said. No, 8,770. So the Chattahoochee River is 440 miles. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The watershed is 8,770. And the watershed is, again, right, it's just the land area where every drop of rain that falls on that land goes to the river. So that's a huge area. And, mm-hmm. I wanted everyone to think about that because, as Becca mentioned, everything in that watershed, it's going, ultimately, it's going to go to the river. If it doesn't get picked up or if it doesn't get stuck under a rock, it's going to the river. So let's dive more into what some of those things are. So what are some things that contaminate the river and the watershed?
Well, there's a lot of them that include all kinds of pollution. So trash is the obvious visible one. And a lot of the trash that we see in our streams and rivers is coming off of parking lots. It's not people throwing it directly into streams. It's coming from roadways. It's coming from parking lots. We also see and monitor for bacteria that's coming from sewer overflows, from poorly maintained septic systems, sometimes from farms as well, and nutrients, which come from everywhere, farms, lawns, all those places, and end up increasing the amount of nutrients in our lakes and then algae in our lakes, which is a serious impairment and concern here for Lake Lanier.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And, you know, there are times where, I mean, there's things that we would be saying, we being, I guess I give to the Riverkeepers, so I'll just say we, I'm part of the tribe.
You sure are.
That we would say that it can seem like a list of things you should not do, which sometimes people might not like. Like, hey, you're going to go and develop this site. Well, you need to have these silt fences, and maybe the person didn't want to have those silt fences, and it's kind of a pain, and they're not happy about it. Okay, well, that's fine. Hey, we get it. But no one is out there trying to put together some list of rules and gotchas for the heck of it. These are just tried and true principles that keep the river what it should be. We love that the river's here, and we love that all it feeds, and we're just trying to keep it as it is. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't, bad things happen. Mm-hmm. The river, all those things that flow in, I think about it all the time on our farm. I do a ton of things intentionally. There's a creek that borders the farm, and a lot of the things I do, I just think about, I'm so glad I made this change, because if not, there's going to be a lot of stuff that flows in this creek. If all the animal manure flows down to the creek at an accelerated rate, there's all this nitrogen and nutrients that's going to go in the lake. It's going to make the algae bloom. It's going to suck all the oxygen out of the water, and there won't be any fishies. Mm-hmm. And that's just not good for anybody. Anyway, okay. So the watershed, expansive area, 8,700 square miles. And there's all these things that go in it. So I bring that up, audience, for you to think about just having that broader perspective. If you're within the watershed, which if you're in Hall County, most of Hall County's in the Chattahoochee watershed, correct?
Most of Hall County, yes.
What are all the counties in you all, or just some that come off the top of your head?
So
don't worry about naming them all.
Go ahead, Becca. You got it.
In the Headwaters region, there's Lumpkin County, White County, Habersham County, Hall County, Forsyth County, a tiny little bit of Dawson County.
All right.
Are all in the Headwaters region, and also a teeny bit of Gwinnett as well.
Okay.
So it's a wide number of counties that we cover.
All right. And anything, if your business is in those counties, just think about your parking lot or what, you know, trucks maybe are keeping your trucks maintained so they're not leaking all sorts of lubricants and coolants and other things that are going to end up in the river. And there's just so much more. You might be 30 miles from the river, but you are in that watershed, so you're making an impact. And what a wonderful thing that we all get to be a part of keeping this resource great. All right. So we've talked about the watershed. That might be a new concept for some folks. And we talked about these counties. So there is a clear line where the watersheds meet. And that's kind of cool. So where in Gainesville? We were just talking about this well-known road in Gainesville, where if water falls on one side of the road, it's going to the Gulf, and on the other side, it's going to the Atlantic.
Yeah, so it is kind of a clear line, but it's also a little bit of a curvy line.
All right.
But Atlanta Highway is kind of the spot in Gainesville where on one side, if you're at a Wachee Nature Science Center or Chicopee Village, that is the Oconee watershed mostly, and then on the other side where Liquid Nation Brewery is, that is flowing to the Chattahoochee watershed.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
And that's just, I guess, the Atlanta Highway is a natural ridge, which is probably why the road would have been built. So it just slopes ever so slightly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is cool. I think about that all the time when I drive down to the Gulf. Has anyone ever kayaked down the entire Chattahoochee River?
Several people. We know one individual in particular who started from his home up in Dahlonega, so on the Chesity River, which is a tributary into the Chattahoochee, went all the way down to Florida and paddled back upstream. Pretty remarkable.
Do we know how long that took this individual?
I think it was a month to 3 months. I think it was within...
That's pretty darn quick, I'd say.
Yeah.
I was hanging out at my buddy's dock several years ago when this fella, he paddled the entire circumference of Lake Lanier. All the little coves, all the ins and outs. And it took him several days. That was intense. And we saw him go paddling by. Mm-hmm.
Two Dog former owner, Tim, plans on doing a Lanier lap this year. So that will be pretty cool.
A Lanier lap. Mm-hmm. If we may, you bring that up. A shout out to the former owners of Two Dog, who made such a delightful institution in Gainesville for so many years. And a shout out to the new owners, who also own the Collegiate Grill and
Main Street Market.
And I'm so excited. I love Gainesville, as listeners to the show may have known. And the thing that I always tell people is the only thing missing in Gainesville, the only thing I'd add, only thing missing, is Indian restaurant. And now on Saturdays and Sundays at Two Dog, there will be the normal menu plus their, I believe, their Far East menu, as they have called it, which will have some Indian staples.
I'm excited.
So excited.
I can't wait to go there. If they had Indian food during the week, I'd go there today.
Yeah.
Real quick before the next break, what's the biggest thing that gets you passionate about your job, Mallory?
Ooh. I mean, I personally just love recreating on the river. So I think me being a good steward to the place that I like to recreate motivates me every day.
Hmm. I love that. What about you?
It's for me, it's the same thing. I just don't get any better feeling than being out on the river or next to the river. That's where I want to spend my days when I'm off work. So.
That's your happy place. All right. We're going to talk about some ways to recreate on the river after this break on North Georgia Business Radio X. We'll be right back. Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let a memory talk to me. All right, sorry. You're getting tired of it, but I can't help it. These river songs, they're pulling me along down the river. Phil Bonelli, your host of North Georgia Business Radio X, here again with our pals from the Chattahoochee River Keepers, Mallory and Becca. Thanks for hanging around, listening to all these songs. And thank you again for the wonderful work that you do. So, before the break, I asked the ladies, what is it that gets them most passionate about their work? And there's many things, but for both of them, it's that they love, they are users of the river and its ecosystem, love being out there paddling, doing their thing. What are some great ways that maybe people don't think of every day to utilize the river and go have fun on the Chattahoochee River system?
I mean, I'm always a fan of paddling, so there are great opportunities on the lake if you want some nice still water, and there's beautiful areas to paddle. One of my favorites for beginners is over on the Chestatee River. If you want river, but not a lot of rapids, that is a beautiful place to go.
Right there off Highway 60 on the way to Dahlonega? Mm-hmm. All right. Paddling. You can go rent paddles.
Rent paddle so many places.
Okay.
Yes. I'm thinking of fishing. We do have quite a community of fly fishermen in the area, and the upper Chattahoochee and the lower section of Beaufort Dam, pristine, excellent trout fishing areas. Really.
Right below the dam.
Right below the dam. Mm-hmm.
Now, you bring up a great point because you mentioned pristine. And I generally think the further south, the less pristine, because there's more that's flowed in. Mm-hmm. Is the dam itself somewhat of a cleaner of the river? I mean, I imagine there's some sort of, like, filter.
Well, that's... The short answer is no, that it's not really a filter, except that it does hold back a lot of sediment a lot of the time.
Right.
The lake, or the river downstream of the dam, a lot of it is really clean. We call it pristine. It's really beautiful because so much of it has been protected. So you have this beautiful forested buffer along that section as part of the Chattahoochee National Recreation Area. And because it's so cold coming out from the bottom of the lake, you get these great trout populations there that you can't really find that far south just about anywhere else.
How cool is that? What are the blue trails? Or the, isn't it blue trails?
Well, a paddle trail, yes. Mm-hmm. People do know them as blue trails, and it's just waterways that you can paddle down. I know Georgia River Network is an organization who have worked really hard to, like, create a accessible resource for people to pull up with an app. There's brochures that are printed, so people know what sections that they can paddle and how long these sections are, and are they for beginners? Are there rapids? Mm-hmm. So it helps you know your water before you start paddling on the water.
If you are in a business that in any way has hospitality attached to it, restaurant, hotel, Airbnbs, think of how crucial the river and the health of the river system is to your business, because we have all the fishing tournaments that come in, all the people that come here for boat events. Wonderful stuff. Mm-hmm. I would love to see some info on, you mentioned the sediment. And that's something that, like, because it sinks to the bottom, I mean, it's just getting deeper and deeper and deeper, right? Do we have any data on, like, is the lake getting shallower? Do we know that?
So I don't have the firm numbers, but the simple answer is yes. As sediment fills up the lake, you're seeing it especially in coves where a lot of people are having to move their docks farther and farther in because they're finding that their docks are starting to sit on sediment when the lake is down 1 foot instead of back in the old days if it was down 5 feet.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Sediment is the number one pollutant of most waterways, and that's something we always try to educate people on because it's one of those things you just don't think about sometimes.
You don't think about. Mm-hmm. And you don't think of it as, you're like, oh, it's just dirt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but it's not supposed to be right there. Mm-hmm. So, there is wonderful things to do on there. Obviously, paddle boarding, kayaks, boats, fishing.
Yeah.
I love to just sit and stare at the river, quite frankly, with a cup of Metal Arc coffee. It's tough to beat that. But also, the Chattahoochee River Keepers facilitate specific times and events where you can go and interact with and learn about the Chattahoochee. What are some of those coming up?
Yes. So like most nonprofits, we really depend on volunteers and just community support. Some big events that we do have coming up in the Headwaters region, March 23rd is our Sweep the Hooch annual trash cleanup event. We have 60 plus sites all throughout the entire watershed. So from Helen down to LaGrange, we have sites that people can find close to them, close to where they live or where they like to walk their dog. Plenty of parks. But about 2,000 volunteers come out on this one single day to collect trash out of the waterways, which is pretty remarkable. And then April 6th, we have a floating classroom at River Forks Park in Hall County. And the former education director, Peter Gordon, will be out to lead us on a wildlife boat cruise. Super fun. And then we also have our big fundraising event for our Headwaters office on April 20th. It's called Waterfest. It's going to be hosted over at Midland Greenway, right in front of NOFO. It's a free community music festival, but we will have like 30-something environmental organizations also out as part of the Environmental Expo to teach about what all of these people do in the community, because we all work together. Teamwork makes the dream work.
The Riverkeepers hosts a Wild and Scenic Film Festival.
We did. That's correct. So we used to host the Wild and Scenic Film Festival over at Bernal, but just a way to get a different audience and more people involved, we ended up going the music festival route. Last year was our first annual event for the Waterfest, and then this year will be our second.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, think about this, people. Out there, I am very big on taking a holistic versus a linear approach, which we've talked about on the show. But basically, linear is you say, I want this result. Here's a factor which contributes to that result, and I'm just focused on a straight line. I do this expecting this. It's a straight line. Whereas holistic, which is how the world really works, is everything I do has a direct result I can see, but it also impacts many things. And you can see that in a watershed. Again, things that you might do 20 miles from a river will flow down to the river and impact that, which then does go all the way down the river into the Gulf of Mexico. Here's something cool that you all did that you didn't even know because it wasn't your aim, but it had a great holistic approach. So
I'm ready.
The Wild and Scenic Film Festival 5 or 6 years ago had a film called, I believe, 10,000 Beating Hearts. My best buddy, Jason, watched the movie there. He told me about it because I had just gotten into my farm. So maybe it was 4 years ago. That led me to look up the guy who made the movie, Will Harris, White Oak Pastures. Then I went and visited on my way to the beach, and it had a huge impact on my farm, which then, for many years since then, and until I'm dead and hopefully beyond, is very much improving the environment in the watershed. So you didn't even know that. You didn't even know by having that great film festival, but you helped create a 43-acre farm that is helping the watershed of the Chattahoochee. So thank you.
That is so special, yes. And that is exactly what we want these events to do, is to hopefully connect with everybody in a different way.
As you look at connecting everybody in a different way, all of the business leaders out there, you know that the two most important things you have going on are your customers and, even more so, your employees, because that's what allows you to take care of your customers. And your team is absolutely critical. And when I think of these events, particularly the March 23rd Sweep the Hooch, I think that that would be an amazing team-building event. Put that on the calendar. Your folks can get outside on a beautiful spring day, be at the beautiful Chattahoochee River, 60 potential sites. You could pick the one best for you and your team. Go out there, do something great for the environment together in a beautiful spot, and then go grab some lunch, and it's going to be a wonderful time. And it's very important. So go do that team building. And then don't forget, April 6th, floating classroom with Alachi's former director of education, Peter Gordon. That would be a big hit. And 4/20, Waterfest at NOFO, which is going to be a heck of a time. And these can all be found on the Chattahoochee Riverkeepers website, I'm sure.
Yep, Chattahoochee.org.
Chattahoochee.org. And we're going to dive back into a couple of other great things going on after this break on North Georgia Business Radio X.
Thank you.
There ain't no river wide enough. There ain't no mountain high enough. There ain't no valley low enough to keep me from getting to you, babe. All right, sorry you had to hear that. But again, I just can't. The music, like a river, is just flowing through me with the inspiration of these river songs today. Thanks to you, Becca and Mallory. Welcome back to North Georgia Business Radio X. I am your host, Phil Benelli, here with my friends from the Chattahoochee River Keepers, helping keep, specifically these two young ladies, the headwater section of the Chattahoochee what it needs to be. And we thank you for your work on this show. If you're just joining us, welcome. We're so glad you're here. Go back and take a listen, because we heard some great things about the river, how important it is both to this economy and to people's heart and souls. We learn about how, hey, the river is not just the river that you see. It's the watershed, which is 8,770 square miles. So all the area around the river, what goes into that is going into the river. And it's going in the water that you drink. And it's going into the fish that you are fishing for. And it's going down to the Gulf of Mexico, where you very well may like to go to the beach. The river's very important. I love it. We're so blessed that we have wonderful rivers and a great lake in this area. And we can do amazing things, much and thanks to the great work the River Keepers does to keep it clean. So thank you. Thanks, y'all. Thank you. Couple things I don't want you to forget. On March 23rd, you can go with your company, your friends or family, or just you, and be part of a 2,000-plus volunteer effort to sweep the hooch. 60-plus sites from LaGrange to Helen. Where's the best one for you? Go to Chattahoochee.org, Chattahoochee.org, and pick it out. They'd love to have you. You have a team that you work with? You want to give them a wonderful experience that's free? Take them down and sweep the hooch together. When you go to Chattahoochee.org, which I would highly recommend you do, there's some very great information in there. Learn about the hooch. Learn about these events. You can also become a member. I'm a member. Guess what? For an individual, it's $35 a year. That's ridiculous, Mallory. That's ridiculous, Becca. What a bargain. Because I know that this tax-deductible donation I'm doing to become a member is going towards keeping this resource great, so I go paddle on it myself.
Yeah.
Jump in it without feeling gross. Sometimes you might catch a fish in there and you might want to eat it. Be better if it wasn't full of all sorts of harmful bacteria and nuclear waste, I think. All right, so you can become a member. There's over 10,000 members.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Big family.
So let's just remind everybody, and this is not a call-a-thon, people, but I'm just passionate about it. I love to support it, so I want you to have that opportunity. You were telling me that there's a way you can give, and you kind of see all this impact it's having. Tell us about that.
We have an initiative that's called the Clean Lanier Equation, and this initiative brings to light all the programs that we do specifically out of our headwaters office. So if you live north of Beaufort Dam, you would become a Riverkeeper member, but you are specifically also supporting our efforts out of our Gainesville office, such as the water monitoring programs, floating classroom, all the other environmental education efforts, the trash cleanups, and much, much more.
I love it. The discussion about the watershed and the impact of all these different things brings to mind a few things. And again, I want to think about linear versus holistic, because this is so useful for your company. As we think about the river and a watershed, again, it teaches us to have a broader view. The river is not just impacted, and the lake is not just impacted by the water that you see in that body of water. It's all this land around it. That's why we can get 2 inches of rain, and the river can go up, or the lake can go up 8 inches, because mm-hmm. it's not just what falls on the surface of the lake, it's that big watershed. Mm-hmm. So there's a broader picture. And you can use that in your business, and you need to, as you're thinking about your strategy, how you go to market, how you impact your employees. Everything you do has first and second and third level consequences that you need to think through. Also, there's a lot of impact that you can't see and might not have thought of. When I think of pollutants in the river, I think of motor oil, small bits of plastic, things like that. I would never have thought that sediment was the number one pollutant and that sediment, which although itself isn't toxic, is a negative in a body of water because it's just not supposed to be there. It's going to fill things up, block things. And so how can we use these concepts in our business? And there's lots of ways. So I want you to remember, when you're thinking about and doing your business planning and strategizing, how can I have a holistic approach? How can I think about the watershed of my business decisions? And how can I think about the things that I can't see? And I'm thankful that I have the Chattahoochee River Keepers to help give me information and help me see things that I don't see because they're experts. Who do you have who's going to do that for your business? What are the key employees? What are the key advisors that are going to do that? Who on your team can do that? There's somebody. If you don't have somebody, you can find them, but you need to do that. All right. Now, with that wonderful team, you want to bond them together. You want them to be able to have wonderful shared experiences outside of work. Again, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but take them to the Sweep the Hooch on 323, and you will not regret that you did. Also, become a member. You're going to be happy that you did it. Am I right? Has anyone, Mallory, have you ever had anybody say, I became a member of the River Keepers and I'm bummed? Wish I didn't.
I can't say I have, and hopefully I never will.
Never's going to happen. I promise that. Okay. What's one more thing or two that people need to know about the River Keepers and your impact? Or just something fun about the river?
Well, one thing that I always like to say, because it's what keeps me coming back to my work happy and inspired, is that water quality is not only so important to our lives, it's something that is actually improving in Georgia. We are, among all the bad news stories, this is a good news story where our water is cleaner overall than it was 10 years ago and 20 years ago. And that is so encouraging.
I am so glad you brought that up. Yes, folks, as we think about, this is not, you know, this radio program here today, this was not, and I certainly hope it didn't feel like, hey, you guys stop littering and do this and that because the river's so bad. No, it's a celebration of this wonderful asset and the wonderful work that's been done. And yes, the river is cleaner today than it was. It's improving despite significant increases to population, mm-hmm. despite significant increases to the impervious surfaces that make it difficult for a watershed to function, like more and more paving. But we're making things better. The environment is cleaner than it was. I believe air quality is the same way, but I could be wrong. But we're not here with the air quality keepers. We're here with the river keepers. So I have some stats wrong. Mm-hmm. But there's a beautiful future ahead. And it's also not just anti-development or something. It's, hey, as we continue to grow and develop, let's just do so in a holistic way that makes it a better place to be and grow because we have a beautiful, pristine river that we could paddle in. It's beautiful and wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's do a wrap-up. What I need from you, Beck and Mallory, is three things that we should wrap about the Chattahoochee.
Like RAP wrap or
WRAP? RAP. You won't have to wrap. I'll wrap, but you tell me what to wrap about.
Fishes.
Yeah. 5.5 million people drinking water.
Is fish already plural?
I have no idea.
Right.
It's up to you.
But we'll say fishes. We're going to make that plural. It is plural. Fishes. But it is the past. It's the past of the verb to fish. Or fish, he fishes. Or that's the current. I don't know what that's called. Anyway, my wife's going to be embarrassed of me. Fishes, what do you say, Mallory?
This one's going to be hard. 5.5 million people drinking water.
Wow.
Just wanted a challenge.
Okay, what's one more?
Painted rock.
Painted rock.
Okay.
That's what the word Chattahoochee is said to mean.
All right, here we go. Let's do it. You'll freestyle, take it off half-cocked. Chattahoochee means what? A painted rock. 5.5 million people drinking water. I want it nice and clean for my sons and my daughters. We'll get crazy, you'll be sleeping with the fishes. If you throw the dish detergent out from your dishes in the river, I know you don't want to pollute. You might think it's nice and you might think that it's cute, but no, we got to keep the nice river clean. Keep it so fresh, you know what I mean? Outcast, we like to take it there. Business Radio X, hey, we're out if you dare. Thank you, Mallory and Becca, for being on the show. Chattahoochee River Keepers, here we go.
You've been listening to North Georgia Business Radio X with Phil Vanelli. What local business do you know that should be highlighted on our program? Let us know. Just search North Georgia Business Radio X on Facebook or contact Bo at businessradiox.com. See you next time, and remember to support our local businesses.